We continue while learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem, Rishon ben Chaim Yaakov, we're in Adios, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. V'lomo mazkirin es divrei Shammai behilel avatola. So the Mishnah is asking like this. The last Mishnah said that these two weavers from Sharash Post came and testified in the name of Shmaya and Avtalion that three lugin of Mayim Sheuvin will invalidate a mikvah against the opinion of Hillel and against the opinion of Shammai. So what the Mishnah wants to know is why then we mention the opinion of Shammai and Hillel at all if we're going to be following this opinion. Some say this is not only referring to the previous Mishnah where we had the testimony of the weavers, but it's referring to the other Mishnahs. We had in Mishnah, we not only the halach about the mikvah, we had the halach about the challah, where there was an opinion of Shammai and Hillel, and then the Chacham had a compromise opinion, and we had the machlokas regarding Nida in the first Mishnah, and then we had the Chachamim who had the compromise opinion. So maybe that's what it's referring to. Either way, why do we mention the Divrei Hayachid, the words of Shammai and Hillel, Levatola, for no reason, we don't follow them anyway. So the Mishnah says, the Lamed, Ludoros Haboim, Shaloyehe Adam Omeid al Devarov. So to teach the future generations, the person literally shouldn't stand by his word in the sense that a person shouldn't be stubborn. A person has an opinion, but if in fact we realize that the ruling should be otherwise, and take specifically the previous Mishnah, where we had testimony from the weavers from Shmaya and Avtalion, that even three lug of Mayim Shuvin Paslo Mikvah, and Shammai and Hillel were willing to submit to that testimony. So this is an important lesson for the future. Shelo Adam Omed Al Devarav Shahare Avo Saolam Lo Amdu Al Devarav, because the Avos of the fathers of the world did not stand by their word. Now, who are the fathers of the world? So some say that Shammai and Hillel themselves. Shammai and Hillel realized that testimony was against them, in the previous case. So they were willing to submit to that. And some say it wasn't Shammai and Hillel themselves who recanted their opinion when they saw that there was a tradition against it, but rather it means the Chachamim who accepted the opinion of the weavers. So they didn't stand by the great words of Shammai and Hillel, even though the Chachamim realized that there was greatness in Shammai and Hillel, the Avos Olam, meaning not Shammai and Hillel, Avos Olam, the Chachamim we realized that there was testimony from the Gardiim, from Sharash Bos, realized they didn't have to stand by the word of Shammai and Hillel. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. V'lomim hazkirin divrei hayachid bein hamarubim. So once we're on this topic, now we have a general question. Why does the Mishnah always mention the opinion of an individual Tana, which is against the opinion of the majority, if we're not following that opinion? So what's worth mentioning? We have Mishnayos all the time. We have a single opinion, a Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, against the Chacham, against the Tana Kama, against the majority opinion. So the Mishnah explains, Shemira Vezdin as Divrei Hayachid, V'yismoch alav, if a Beis Din sees the word of a Yachid and relies on it. Now, what does this mean? So the first explanation of this is the following. If Beis Din, let's say, realized, okay, they saw the minority opinion, and they v'yismoch alav, and they relied on that, and they figured, and they ruled that we should follow the opinion of the minority opinion against the majority. Let's say we'll follow Rabbi Yehuda over the Chachamim, or something like that. And then the Mishnah says she'ein based in, or maybe ve'ein based in yochol levatel divrei based in chavero achiyeh gadol mimenu b'chochma v'minyan. And what does that mean? So what happened here? We have an original Beis Din, and they rule like the minority opinion. So they thought that that was the correct opinion. So now a new Beis Din would like to nullify the original Beis Din that followed the minority opinion. They would like to follow the majority opinion. So the Mishnah here says that they cannot do so unless the new Beis Din is Gadol Mimenu, is greater than the original Beis Din. The original Beis Din that relied on the Das Yachid, unless the new Beis Din is greater in Chochma, in wisdom, and Minyan and Numero. So what does it mean, wisdom, wisdom? So one explanation is it means Chochma refers to the Chochma of the Rosh Beis Din, the head of the Beis Din is greater in wisdom than the previous one. Or maybe taking everyone in the Beis Din, the knowledge of the entire new Beis Din is greater than the knowledge that their previous Beis Din had. So, and Minyan means in terms of number. What is a number? A Beis Din obviously Sanhedrin has a regular number. It's 70. It's always 71. So it means in terms of the Talmidim that are there are connected to the Beis Din. We have the Talmidim which we sit in front of the Beis Din, but you could have many Talmudim that are connected to the Beis Din as well, or attached to that particular Beis Din. So that's what we're referring to. The Talmudim of the later Beis Din is greater in number than the previous one. So then, and you have so both. You have the Chachma, greater Chachma of the new Beis Din, either the cumulative knowledge of the Beis Din, or maybe it's the Chachma of the Nasi of the Beis Din, and the Minyan in terms of the number as well. According to the Ravid, Minyan doesn't mean the number of Talmidim of the Beis Din at all. It refers to the number of the years of the head of the Beis Din, how old he is. So that's also, it has to be greater. So then the Mishnah says, under those circumstances, the new Beis Din can overturn the Psalm of the original Beis Din, where the original Beis Din relied on the Yachid. So the Mishnah says, "Hayagadu mimenu b'chachma, avalo b'minyan, or b'minyan avalo b'chachma." If you only have one of those, greater in wisdom and not in number, greater number not in wisdom, einu yachol vatel devarav at sheiyu yiegadu mimenu b'chachma uv'minyan. And the Mishnah sounds redundant. The Mishnah wants to review this, so we recognize that gadol b'chachma uv'minyan doesn't mean chachma or b'minyan, because sometimes an u, a vav, a v means. It means gadol b'chachma uv'minyan. You need both criteria. One would have thought that if it's only a minority opinion, it's only a divrei hayachid. So then, if Beis Din made a ruling like the opinion of the minority, so then a later Sanhedrin, even if it's lesser in the chachma or minyan, would be able to overturn that ruling. So the answer is no. Divrei hayachid has significance, and if Sanhedrin rule like that, so the subsequent Beis Din needs to be greater in chachma and minyan to overrule that, even to go back to follow what was the majority opinion. This seems to imply that, let's say, there is no Divrei Hayachid at all. There's only one opinion, and the Sanhedrin made a ruling according to that opinion. That would imply that a subsequent Sanhedrin would be able to override that original opinion. But it doesn't really make any sense. If the Sanhedrin made a ruling and there's no minority opinion, they follow the majority opinion, so then, it's unanimous, so then how could a later Sanhedrin overrule that at all, whether they're greater or lesser? Either way, they shouldn't be able to do so. So the halacha really is that, and what we're supposed to derive from the Mishnah is like this. If, let's say, there was no minority opinion, no Divrei Hayachid, and the Beis Din made a unanimous decision to make a ruling in a certain way, a later Sanhedrin, if they are greater in chachma uminyan, can also overturn that halacha. So then what's the difference between, if they're greater chachma uminyan, so then what's the difference whether the ruling was based on a majority originally or based on a minority opinion? The same thing is the same. They say halacha is the same. That the subsequent Sanhedrin, based in, can only overrule it if they're greater in chachma and minyan, or greater in wisdom and number. So the answer is, in the second case, where there was no divrei hayachid at all, where the based in made a certain decision that was the opinion. A later Sanhedrin can come along and rule against that. They have the right if they're greater chachum uminyan, even though that original position, that original ruling seemed to be unanimous. It seemed to be no other opinion other than that. Nonetheless, greater chachum uminyan, they can override that as well. But a subsequent Sanhedrin, now, even if it's not greater in chachma uminyan, can go back to the original ruling of the original Sanhedrin, the original ruling, which was unanimous because that seemed to be divrei harabim. So that's where that's the difference. They don't need to be greater in chachma uminyan to go back to the original opinion and overturn the previous Sanhedrin and go back to the first Sanhedrin's ruling, because the first Sanhedrin's ruling was the majority opinion, as opposed to where it's divrei hayachid. Divrei Hayachid, where the Sanhedrin made an original ruling according to that. So then, in order to go back to the supposedly majority opinion, then you would need a Beis Din of a greater Chachma Uminyan to override that. The Rambam seems to understand the Mishnah is referring to Takanos, Gezeros, Minhagim, etc. In Hilchos Marmim, in Perek Beis, the Rambam says, Ein Beis in Yochol Levatel Divrei Beis in Chaver B'Takanos, Ugzeros, Minhagos. Ba Avolim Darshu Ba'achas Minamidos, Kifi Masha Nere Be'ineim, Shadin Kach, the followed certain rules, some of the Midos, which tells him, Midos HaTor Nedreshes Bahem, so that the halacha should be different, V'danu Din, V'omen Achareim Beis Din Acher, V'nire Lo Tam Acher Listoris Adin, says the Rambam, and they see a reason to contradict the original Din, Hareze Soser V'dan, Lefi Masha Nere Be'einov, based on Shnei Amar, El Hashofet, Asher Yeh Bagnim Oem, Ein Chochayv Laleches, Ela Achar Basin Shebidorecha. So how is this, so that if we're speaking about this, customs that were enacted by the Sanhedrin, so once those practices have become accepted by Am Yisrael, if you want a new Sanhedrin to nullify them, they have to be greater in Chochma and Minyan. But the Rambam would hold, if it's not Minhagim, not Takanos, so then you can have, if a new Beis Din interprets the Halacha differently using the Midos HaTana Dreshes Bahem, so they don't have to be greater Chachamim, they can be even inferior, and they can dispute the ruling of the earlier Sanhedrin. The Ravid understands this Mishnah differently. We were reading the Mishnah like this. We said, if you have Im Yireh Beis Din as Divrei HaYachid V'Yismo Chalav, if a Beis Din, original Beis Din, the words of the minority opinion, and they relied on it and ruled like that. And a Beis Din can't, a subsequent Beis Din can't be mevatel that ruling. So the Rabbi doesn't have the letter Vav, V'yismochalav, but rather it's Shemira Beis Din es Divrei Hayachid, Yismochalav. That's a full statement. And he understands that what if a Beis Din, let's say, sees that there is a halacha, we should follow the minority opinion, Yismochalav, that every right to be koveh the halacha like that opinion. You have later on, the Ravid explains, you have later on Moroim who were koveh the halacha like minority opinions of original the previous generations, even though the majority of Chachamim argued on that opinion, and had they not found that original Divrei Hayachid, so then there's no way we'd be able to reject, to dismiss the positions of the original of most of the Chachamim. Why? Because, and this is the Ravid explaining, Fisha'ein Bezin Yachol Levatel Divrei Bezin Chaver Achiye Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma Uveminyan. And a minyan, if you remember, according to the Ravid, it means the terms of years, how old the head of the Beis Din is. But so that's the general rule. But if you since we found an opinion of a Yachid originally, so then he had someone to rely upon. So then, according to the Ravid, why do we preserve that minority opinion in the Mishnayos so that a later Beis Din, even inferior Beis Din, is able to adopt that minority opinion? And that's why we have Amoraim. They normally don't argue on Tanaim, but they find that they follow the halacha following a minority Tana because that opinion exists. So, but if there were no minority opinion at all amongst the Tanaim, let's say, could not overrule that unless they were greater than Chacham Minyan. But they don't need to be greater than Chacham Minyan if, in fact, we have a Divrei Hayachid and we have the right to rely on it. It's a very different interpretation of the Mishnah according to the Ravid.